Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you're having an awesome week. This past Sunday at our Mount Vernon campus, we began our series in Hebrews chapter 11 that we're calling Senior Moments. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, they say, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible." And this morning or this afternoon, whenever you're listening to this, I just want to draw out two ideas that we see in those first three verses of Hebrews chapter 11. And they are, by faith we receive, and by faith we understand. By faith we receive, and by faith we understand. And so the first of those, by faith we receive. If you were to do a word search in the New Testament and just search for the word receive, what you see is that our God is a very generous, giving God, and faith is the means by which we receive from Him. And the most important thing that we can receive from God the Father is His Son, Jesus Christ, and the new life that we receive by placing our trust or our faith in Him. And so I want to ask you to pause for a moment this morning and ask yourself the question, have you received Christ as your Lord and Savior? Another way we could ask that is, has God made you new? God promises to make us new when we trust His Son, Jesus. We trust His life. We trust His atoning death on the cross for our sin. We trust the fact that He is risen and is now all authority has been given to Him, all authority in heaven and on earth. By faith, we receive. When you look in John chapter 1, John talks about how to all who receive God's Son, Jesus, we are given the right to become children of God. Our God is a generous, giving God, and faith is the means by which we receive all the great promises that He has given to us in His Word. And the biggest and the best and the most important is His Son, Jesus. Have you received Jesus by faith? And the great news is, for all of us who can say yes to that question, we have received God's Son, Jesus, by trusting Him, by faith in His name. God makes us new, and through that faith, He gives us understanding. In the text in Hebrews 11, He said that by faith we understand that all the things we can see, the universe and everything, everything that we can see was made by something that we can't see. It was made by the powerful Word of God. By faith we receive, but also by faith we understand. And I want to draw out something that's easy to miss in this new understanding that we get through faith in Jesus Christ. By faith we understand that the kingdom of God, which in many ways we cannot see, is more important and more powerful than all those other things that we can see that draw our attention to the horizontal instead of looking up to our great God and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And so I want to remind you that if you are new, you are also a servant. We in Christ are servants. And as servants, we use our time and talent and treasure for the kingdom. And so let me ask you a series of very related questions. For those of us who would say, yes, I have faith, how does your faith impact the way you use your time? Because the truth is, you and I are going to use all the time that we've got today. We both get 24 hours, and we're going to use every second of it, whether we like it or not. How does your faith impact the way you use your time? And a very related question is about our treasure, our finances, the money that God gives to us. How does your faith impact the way that you use your money? And again, you're going to use it. Really, the question is, are you using it for the kingdom, or are you using it for other things that aren't necessarily directly related to the spreading of the gospel and the serving of the poor? And finally, the talent that God has given to you, which it may be talent that you worked really hard to cultivate through school or through just practice, or it could be just innate, but your talent, how does your faith impact the way that you choose to use your talent? And again, I want to encourage you to remember, you're going to use your talent. The question is, as a servant of the King, are you using it for the kingdom of God, or are you using it for other things? And so by faith we receive, and by faith we understand. And my prayer for us today is that we would all receive the grace that we get through trusting God's Son, Jesus. And through that, we would understand that he has made us servants. And as servants, we have the privilege of using our time, talent, and treasure, not for our own selfish ends, but for the kingdom of God, which will last forever. Let's take a moment and pray together, please. Father in heaven, thank you so much that you have sent your son, Jesus Christ, and he lived a perfect life. He died for our sin, and he lives, and he invites us all to place our faith, our trust in him. And when we do that, we receive. He makes us new. He gives us new life. We receive the Spirit from you. And so, Father, praise you for these incredible promises that we receive through faith in your son, Jesus. And God, please increase our understanding in all areas, but God, in particular, in the area of how you have made us servants. And we have the privilege of serving not our own kingdoms, but your kingdom, the kingdom of God. And so God, please help us today and every day to use our time and our talent and our treasure for the kingdom. And God, please reveal to us the answer to those questions we posed earlier. God, how is our faith currently impacting the way that we use our time, talent, and treasure? Father, we love you. We pray all of these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. And we certainly hope and pray that you are having a great day. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.